You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alec. Oh. Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Maud Garrett. For the next 30-ish minutes, we're going to be sipping booze and spitting news.
Ooh, and of course, we're going to be doing it all with our bouncer, White Wine Mandango, Tom Krajewski.
Don't start any trouble
He's
here, kids.
He's just on his phone. He doesn't even...
I'm timing. I'm making sure my clock's
working. Oh, you're timing us. Yes, I got it.
I won't hurt you if you're here.
I screwed up the intro.
Yes, you did.
Which, I don't know, you've nearly
done it a couple times.
I know.
But we got to the alert. And
yeah, I know,
like,
what I'm saying.
It.
Yeah. And I really normally do it at the end of the episode. Like, at the beginning, I'm focused. But it's like, by the time we get through the whole episode, it's like my brain...
You're drunk and exhausted.
And I'm on autopilot. But mainly it's because when I started the intro, I was looking up there and I realized there's just a giant hole in the wall. There's just like...
Easily distracted, I am.
Yeah, I know.
It's a peep window, if ever I've seen one.
But I was like, is this okay for our sound? There's just a giant...
Well, this is kind of a new studio for us to take a lot
in.
Our podcast is just like a bubblehead right now.
I know.
Along to everything.
Aristotle's like, yes, it is. Yep, it's all that. Everything's happening. Maud.
Yo.
Happy belated birthday.
This is from both of us.
It's not from both of us.
Did you just quickly touch it so you had something to do with it?
I was handing it to you. I didn't think your long arms could reach across the table.
I may be late, but I am never. Does that make sense?
Better late.
Being ladies' night, I was going to be like, baby, that's like the best period. I know that I can rely on you.
Yeah.
And even though you're late, it's really good.
I'll always be there.
Let's see what it is.
What did I get you?
Ooh.
You probably know.
It's a box.
I know. I kind of reverse wrapped it.
Oh, you did say you were going to do it.
I told you.
Here it is.
Yes.
One line a day. A diary of a Coke maniac.
What?
Diary of a Coke maniac.
Oh, don't add that. No. One line a day, though. It would really be a good memoir for, like, one of Carrie Fisher's, you know.
Yeah. Aw.
Well,
R.I.P.
No, she would appreciate that joke,
by the way. She totally would.
I'm like, we're high-fiving each other right now.
Yeah, you're getting a high-five from heaven.
Have you read all her books?
Yes. I mean, I don't know if I've read all of them, but I've read many of them.
All of her memoirs and stuff? She's so sassy.
I love how she talks about getting facials like twice a week. I'm like, what?
Who does that?
She's like, maybe my skin would be better if I didn't have someone like forcefully make it better. Like, if you leave your skin alone.
Just drink water and use lotion like Allison and I.
Exactly. Moisturize.
I just know that we use moisturizers.
It's beautiful, by the way. Like,
isn't it great?
It's a gold line.
Yeah, I know. It's great. And so our listeners know, I found it on Amazon. And I'm a little upset that I found it on Amazon, because the one I have, I found in this like cute little boutique-y store, and I definitely paid twice as much for it.
Sadly,
It is extremely affordable on Amazon. So just go to Amazon and search one line a day, and you can get one of these too.
But then the mom and pop stores are disappearing.
Yeah, it's for 5 years in a row. You're supposed to record a line of your life every day for five years.
You can start right now. No pressure, but what are you going to write in there? Something about Allison and me and Aristotle?
What date is it? For 14th. Happy birthday.
No, it's 314. It's Pi Day. 14th.
Can I impress you guys?
Oh my God, are you going to say pi to like how many digits?
Geez. Let's count them. 3.14159265358973238462084.
I mean, it's
355. I'm going to have to get those last six.
It's about 20.
That was
7 you just
27.
Said,
if like assuming that, those were correct, I think you could have just been saying random numbers.
Where were you, podcat?
Yeah.
Meow.
Aristotle.
Yeah. Meow. Bad kitty.
I'm
sorry.
That was impressive.
That's so rude.
Look at that.
I've dehumanized you, and that's not cool at all.
But yeah, I hope you, because you said you don't keep diaries, and you should.
I mean, how hard would it be to do one line a day?
That's what I say.
How hard could that be?
And it just sits on my bedside table. It's a small little book, so it travels with me. Yeah. Every once in a blue moon, I forget to do it, and I just go back and fill it in from the day before.
When did you start?
I am currently 2.5 years in.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Oh, so I actually started on January 1st of 2016, I guess.
So that's what?
17? No, wait. 2017. I started January 1st of 2017.
Interesting. That's just
yeah.
880 days or something.
Stop like, showing up your math. First she knows pi.
I'll be honest. When I made it through
days.
I know. Oh, go ahead. She knows days. When I made it through 1 year, I was like, wow, I actually did this for 1 year. And now it's cooler going back. Like, I want to keep doing it because now I'm reading about what I did the year before.
That's
like
exciting.
The first year you do it, you're just writing in it.
Right.
But once you get into the repeat years, that's when it's cool. Because you get to kind of compare where your life's at and all that.
This is actually the same color as my gratitude journal that I keep next to my bed, which is now just a glorified, like a placemat kind of deal.
It's where you put your glass of wine at night.
Yeah, it's very, very stained from liquids.
Yeah.
Well, that is a nice present. And on that note, my birthday is in a few weeks.
It is. Oh. What are you going to do?
Do you want a journal? You want a line a day journal?
Hint, hint. You did say they were a good price on Amazon.
Yes,
I
know. I know. I did.
I'm going to write in it.
You're gonna
write. Yeah, you can even highlight it right with now? This highlighter,
and it leaves the years blank, so you can start it today. Well, you might want to. Well, yes, start it, but you're gonna want to write in it tonight too, because you want to say what happened in your whole day.
I'll use small handwriting.
Yeah, there you go. Ooh, she's actually doing it. She's writing.
Yeah.
It.
Back in fourth grade, our teachers.
It's 2019.
It is 2019.
Oh yep, forgot to put that in.
That's what I mean. They leave the year blank, so you can start in a mid year and then go through. You don't have
smart.
To. You're not like
Ricket
obligated
smart.
To start on the first. Oh gosh, what is she writing?
You're writing that about Allison right in front of her?
Oh my goodness,
I know, I'm
brave.
I'm so far away, I can't tell. I can't tell.
It's really bad.
Half Hour Happy Hour record with Allison who gave me this journal.
Yeah!
It's a good start.
Now you'll never forget
where
you got it
from. I'm only 8 days past your birthday, but it's fine.
Well, that's what... I was gonna say some people do like birthday months, but I don't think I've ever been that person.
No.
I'm not even like, I didn't really do anything for my birthday this year. I wasn't excited for it. I wasn't like, yay.
Really? Did you normally used to do like big things for your birthdays?
Well,
I was never a birthday guy, really.
I had a really traumatic birthday for my sixth one.
No, we have to hear this.
Sixth birthday?
Please. Oh, no, we don't. No, I see a sad face.
Well,
but
I am the youngest of three.
Yeah.
Right.
And McDonald's birthday party was a super, super in.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd been to several of my friends. I knew the system. I knew what happened. Yeah, you go there, you play a series of games. When you play, what do you guys call pass the parcel?
Hot potato.
It's like you pass a parcel.
Yeah, and you can't get stuck with it.
No, you do.
Oh.
So when it lands on you, you get to take a layer of the wrapping off.
We don't play that game.
Oh, this is sick.
Oh,
so there's a giant parcel with like 20 different layers of wrapping.
By
on
parcel,
it.
You mean present, right?
Yes. It's a gift.
Speak American, man.
Yeah. The music plays and everyone passes it, and like you have to pass it in a timely fashion because people try to hold onto it as long as they can. And then when the music stops, you get to take a layer off.
Oh, no.
And if they're good at it, there'll be like candy in between each layer as well. Oh. So you get to like keep whatever's in there. Uh-huh. And then when it lands on the final person, and if you open it and it's the present, you keep it.
Oh, wow.
Now, McDonald's, it's always like some sort of McDonald's merch in a way, but it lands on the birthday person.
Every time.
Every time.
Yeah.
And at 6 years old, I understood statistics.
Yes.
And I got this. Anyway, my brother was sitting next to me, and he's one of those bloody assholes who'd hold on to it as slow as possible.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the last wrapping, it's him. And he's got the present, and he throws it in my face. He's like, look at what I got on your birthday. I love it. I'm going to use it all the time. It's the best thing in the world.
What was it?
I still remember it. It was, do you remember Birdie?
Birdie?
Out of all, like Grimace, Hamburglar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Birdie. Yes, yes.
She had plastic little cutlery, and it was sick. And I knew that he would never use it.
Yeah, of course not.
And I was like, that's awesome. I would love it. And he's like, no. And I was like, but it's my birthday. He's like, no. So I burst into tears.
How did that get screwed up? What McDonald's employee stopped the music on your brother?
She wasn't looking. She was bored. She didn't care.
Didn't get paid enough.
I still remember what she looks like.
She's the worst.
So I burst into tears. But the problem is I wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop crying.
Oh, really?
And then they did the tour of McDonald's where they go behind.
You got a tour of McDonald's?
You do the tour and you get to see where everything gets made. I couldn't go on that. I was crying so hard. And then by the time the birthday cake comes around, ice cream cake, my dad has sent me to the car because I've been so hysterical.
Oh.
So I watch all my friends eat my birthday cake from the car.
Maude, my friend owns a few McDonald's. I can get you a tour if you really want it.
I just want to know what happens behind the doors.
Oh my gosh. But can you get her an ice cream cake?
I can get her whatever she wants.
Ice cream cake is the best.
100% ice cream cake is the best.
No,
I don't understand. How can you not like
ice
cream cake?
What
are you, like a Black Forest or something?
No. Yes, I don't know what that is, but sure. It sounds better than
Black
ice cream
Forest?
Cake.
Yeah, yeah. It's mud cake with like dripping cherries and glacé cherries.
Yeah. I want a separate cake with my ice cream.
No.
Mix them together. It's like a
block of ice cream look like a cake. That's all I want.
No.
Oh, it's so good.
You guys are weird.
And what I don't understand are the cakes that are part cake and part ice cream. Like
a cake pop?
I like those. Yeah. See, those I like.
How could you not
really?
Like that?
Yes. Because I'm like, get your cake out of my ice cream. I just want my ice cream with that like gooey, chocolatey, crunchy center thing, which is the best part ever.
Well, we'll just have to agree that I'm right. Anyways.
Okay.
But I'm sorry to hear that I was just talking about traumatic things from my childhood with my therapist.
Oh,
and
God. This
I was
great
just talking about
segue,
this like 2 days
Tom.
Ago.
Yeah.
And so like.
What happened to you?
So once when I was a kid, we were walking to school and it was like raining out. So my mom's like, okay, you're going to get your shoes wet. So when you get to school, put on your slippers. Okay. And this is kindergarten.
Yeah.
So I get to school and I put on my slippers. Okay. And everybody in the class is like, you're wearing slippers in class. And this is kindergarten. You wouldn't think they'd care.
Yeah. But they were clearly,
Yeah, 5 or 6.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay. So I start walking through the hall in between classes and we pass my brother's class and he's wearing his slippers.
Aww.
And he's in like second grade. And I just remember all the kids in all our classes just like laughing at us and pointing.
Aww, but
so that
kind of
scarred me to be being judged.
Have you
judged.
Ever owned slippers again?
Oh yeah, I have.
But like,
I got over that part.
I kind of just think how sweet of your mom to think like your shoes are going to be wet. So take them. Because I'm sure every other kid just walked around with wet shoes.
And they got sick?
Yeah.
No, yeah. I'm not
flu season?
I'm not scared of slippers. I just hate kindergartners now.
That's completely rational thought process.
But seriously, that was a conversation I had with my therapist 2 days ago.
I remember
I realized how scarring it was.
In first or second grade, but my mom said, like, because I grew up in Jersey, so we would get a lot of snow. But probably not as much as Boston, I'm assuming.
Probably.
But then you would have these days where, because like when it was like really snowy out, you wore your snowsuits to school.
Yes.
Maude's like, I have no idea what you're
this
talking about.
This is so ridiculous and strange. I didn't see snow until I went to New York for the third time.
So you've never had a snow day?
I don't. The Simpsons episode was the only.
Oh, I love it when I meet people. Aristotle, have you had a snow day?
No.
Because you grew up out here, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Snow days were the best.
I know. The snow days. If you made it to watching Bob Barker on The Price is Right, you knew you were staying home from the entire day of school.
Yeah.
Because they had delayed openings. Like, if it was snowing in the morning, they'd just be like, okay, we're not picking you up as early. School might just start 2 hours later for the snow to melt.
The school bus comes to collect you guys.
Yes.
That's, again,
We had bus stops, which was normally, like, the end of someone's driveway in your neighborhood.
That's right.
And you would, like, go wait out there, and then the bus would come pick you up and drive you to school. But if it was snowing, they would delay school, and then you would, like, watch some morning TV programs. And then if you made it to Bob Barker on The Price is Right, you knew you were staying home for a full day of school that day.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
And it was best when they would even announce it the night before.
Oh,
it was really bad.
You knew you had a school day.
Because
you were like, I'm already planning all the sweet stuff I'm going to do all day.
And you'd still just
It would just be like video games. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, this was one of these, like, it snows and you wear your snowsuit, which is like you have little snow pants. You know, like people ski in, right?
Yeah.
You have little snow pants and a snow jacket. And you would always wear that. But then there was that weird, like, when the snow started to melt and it was like warm enough that you didn't have to wear the snow pants, but if you wanted to go outside, you should wear the snow pants. And so my mother always sent me to school in the snow pants just a little bit longer than any other kid. So like every other kid was just in the winter jacket and their regular clothes, and I was the one who showed up looking like, you know, like a stuffed little sausage in my snow pants and snow coat. And I just remember, and like everyone would make fun of me at recess, but I remember one day one of the boys kicked the kickball that we were playing with like way out into the muddy field, and the teachers wouldn't let anyone go get it except for me.
The hero of the day.
Because I was fully armored in my snow gear, and I like saved recess, and I was like, ha ha.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good redemption story.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
I know. I don't even own snow pants anymore. That's is that a thing? Do adults still wear snow pants?
This is
like only when they ski?
Listening to this.
Have you
story.
Ever skied, Maude?
No, I've never been on a ghost sleep.
A ghost sleep?
We have those here, right?
Isn't that what they call them?
Ski slope.
Ski slope.
You know, I'm not a big fan of skiing, so I wouldn't recommend it. I find it dangerous for me because I have no. I've done like snowboarding actually, which is different.
Surf.
I feel like that's easier, right? Aristotle.
I would rather.
I've heard snowboarding's harder, but okay.
Yeah, that is harder.
It's harder to learn.
It says the girl who doesn't know how to.
It's 100% harder, I've heard.
Yeah.
But I'd rather, you know, go out in the ocean and punch a shark than
I would love to see you do that.
Break my arm.
Of course. Well, yes.
My friend just broke her arm on a ski slope.
Oh.
Like, my uncle broke his arm. Let's go sleep. My bad. Sorry. Yeah. Get it wrong every time. Yeah.
I used to ski all the time as a kid, and then I swear I hit puberty and was like, I don't want to be cold anymore. Yeah. I just like stopped wanting to be in the snow all the time. Yeah. And so I'm happy to go on ski trips with people if people know that I will be the person sitting in the lodge drinking Bailey's and hot chocolate while they ski.
That sounds awesome.
Which, that is fine by me. I will sit by a fire. I will bring a book. I will get drunk on hot chocolate. And you can go ski.
I have been outside when it is snowing once in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
In New York.
That's crazy.
What'd you think? We just like...
Well, the first time I ever saw it, I think it was like I'd been out here for a year already. And I went to New York and there was like gutter ice. And I was like... Oh. Whoa! Look at it! It's a chunk of ice in the gutter. I don't understand. This is amazing.
My goodness.
Amazing.
Everyone's like, "Wait, that's really not at all."
It's amazing for like a day, and then when you have to do it for 3 or 4 months of the year,
it gets miserable. Old. Yeah. It doesn't snow at all in Australia.
We actually do have a ski slope.
Ski slope.
Right in between, sort of like near Canberra, so it's like right in between Sydney and Melbourne.
Oh.
But I never had any desire.
Is it just
to
the elevation isn't high enough? I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's something happened in 1993 where there was an avalanche or something happened at one of the ski slopes and someone was buried for a few days.
Yikes. Oh, God. A few days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something like that.
Oh, geez.
I remember this guy survived it.
Ski slopes?
I was just like, cool, I don't need to do that.
Oh, I see. You're like, this is why you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, and like, because it's not, like, it doesn't ever snow during winter at all. Like, for all our major capital cities, like, it's, what would you call it? Like, 55 is probably the lowest it's going to get.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I want to move there.
Yeah.
So you've never thrown a snowball? Made a snowman? Made snow angels?
No, I tried to make a snow angel once and I saw it was snow. And I was like, here we go. And I fell back and it was on concrete.
Yeah.
And I knocked my head quite hard. And I was like, oh, I failed. This is miserable.
I've already
it's
failed.
Not how you make a snow angel.
Okay, yes. Maude, one of these days we'll have to bring you up to like Mammoth or Big Bear.
Yeah.
Like that's close enough and you can get real snow.
Allison and I will drink in the thing while you're
skiing. Tell me more about this Bailey's hot chocolate.
I know, exactly. That's the best part.
Yeah.
It's when it's cold outside, you get an excuse to put alcohol in your hot chocolate.
I also, my only understanding about having like the cabins and the ski lifestyle was from a babysitter's club book when I was like 8, 9. I read all about it. I think it was Marianne that used to go.
Yes.
She was the one who had money and she got to have all the fun
holidays.
She took everyone on a cruise. And I was like, oh, Marianne. You're so boring.
I hope I can be a Marianne when I grow up.
No, I liked the ones that were the girl was a tomboy.
Oh, yeah. I liked her too.
Christy?
Yes.
How do I know this?
That's totally it, isn't it?
And Stacey? Stacey was
okay,
blonde?
Hold on. I'm looking all of these up now.
Well, you want to talk about traumatic childhood. I can remember the names of the Babysitter's Club.
Babysitter's Club books.
Christy was the leader. Stacey, Dawn. Dawn was blonde. So there's Stacey and Dawn. Mallory.
Wait, you're remembering all of these?
Yeah.
Jesus. Wow. Okay, main characters. Christy. She was the club president.
Yeah.
She was the shortest girl in her grade. Brown hair, brown eyes. Usual clothing is jeans, a turtleneck, sweater, and sneakers.
But she played softball a lot.
Oh. And she did. And then Claudia. Did you say Claudia?
I didn't say Claudia.
She was the vice president. She's Japanese. She has long black hair and almond-shaped dark brown eyes.
Wait,
it says their birthdays, too. Christie's was August 20th.
Okay, all right.
Claudia was July 11th. Marianne.
Yeah.
She was the secretary.
Yeah, she was.
She had long brown hair worn in braids until Marianne saves the day because then she cut it short in Marianne's makeover. Her birthday is September 22nd.
Wow.
Then there's Stacey.
Fascinating.
Yep. Her full name's Anastasia.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She was the treasurer. She has blonde hair and blue eyes.
That's Stacey's my girl.
Her birthday's Stacey's. April 3rd.
Oh, it's the day of my birthday.
Very close to you, Tom.
Yeah.
Then there's Dawn.
Maybe. Yep.
She was an alternate officer, and then she was treasurer, and then she was an honorary member.
Okay.
She switched through the books. She has long, pale blonde hair and blue eyes. Her birthday's February 5th, the day before mine. Mallory Pike. Oh, she was the redhead.
Yep.
Yeah,
with
totally. She
hair.
Was. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what it says. She had blue eyes. She wears clear braces and glasses. Her birthday's May 2nd. There's Jessie.
Jessie's Mallory's best friend. What?
Yeah. She's African American, and her birthday is June 30th.
Yep.
There's Abby. She had long curly brown hair, and she, her birthday's October 15th, day after my brother's. Shh. Oh, there's Logan.
Oh, Marianne's Logan. Boyfriend.
Oh, wow. You remembered that.
Claws.
I keep to read all
he first appears in Logan Likes Marianne.
Yeah, I read
his
that
birthday
a lot.
Is January 10th. There's Shannon. Her birthday is March 17th. Oh, that's it. I've gotten to the end.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Shannon's an overachiever. That's what it says.
Yeah, I read the books religiously, and then I moved on to the Archie comics.
I have like a million Archie comics. Yeah. We can talk about that at some point. I collected all of them.
Are you Betty or Veronica?
Oh, both of them.
Yeah. Of course you are.
He never had to choose, so why should we?
Yeah. And he's like, I want them all.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we finally got Twilight, where she got to choose between two guys.
Yes.
Like, wow, that's the...
Do you want an emo vampire or an overly jacked werewolf?
Who's like 6 years younger than you. Yeah. Good.
I know. Oh, God. I feel like we have to take a break now.
We do.
All right. We'll come right back, guys. Hey, we're back, and I feel like we should do some emails.
Yeah.
We went down memory lane hard.
We did. We took a little break and kept talking. Okay, so I have this email, and it's from Josh.
Hi, Josh. Wait.
Yeah. He says, hi, HHHHHHHHHHHHHH, ladies night. That's just so many H's. Hello, Allison, Tom, and Maude.
Is he doing a silent laugh? Is that how?
He's wheezing.
Ladies night. Hello, Allison, Tom, and Maude.
Hi.
I came to you today, a penitent listener. I would love to hear Maude say penitent. Penitent.
Only the penitent.
Only the penitent man may pass.
Penitent. That's what, dedicated? What is it? What's that word?
I think it's dedicated or like.
No, penitent. Because humble, I think.
He kneels.
Humble
God.
And, yes. Oh. And humble rolls. And loyal. Yeah. Right. That's the only reason I know it's from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Penitent men kneel.
Yeah.
For him, and he kneels and he doesn't get his head cut off.
Oh, we'll get back to that after this email because there's something about that I want to talk about.
Okay, put a pin in penitent. Yep. Wow, I can't believe I just said that. I kind of stopped listening during Drunksmiths like a kid throwing a tantrum when I heard the show was changing. I started listening again last week. This is actually like two weeks ago, probably. And have loved every second of catching up.
Woo.
Thank you for being an ATM, Allison, Tom, Maude.
Oh,
that dispenses gold.
Yeah, I love that.
He says, will you forgive me? Yes, Josh, I think we forgive you.
Hold on. How long did he have off?
He sent this on March 6th. So he took about 2 months off. And then he came back.
2 months.
Oh, okay. Yes. In 2 months, you get forgiven. There you go. I feel like that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's a totally even trade.
Penitent.
Oh, I've been handed the actual definition for penitent.
Oh.
Feeling or showing sorrow and regret for having done wrong.
Sinners,
repentant.
Right?
Okay. So I was totally wrong.
it sounded right, but that's what I guess. Okay,
yeah.
Continue. We'll talk.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Dan Brown novel.
Can we talk about it now? Why can't we just talk about it now? I finished the email.
Okay. Yeah. So this article just came out like maybe a few weeks ago about The Last Crusade when Indiana Jones kneels and then rolls. You're like, why does he roll forward? Why is there? Because when you go to church, you don't, as a
roll.
Catholic,
you just
kneel.
Yeah. Okay.
But the reason there's that second, they're saying, the reason there the second blade pops up from the floor in front of you, if he had just kneeled and stayed still, he would not have needed to roll to avoid that. He would have stayed still, right?
Right.
The blade goes above his head, the blade goes in front of him.
Yeah.
So, but if you are of a religion where you get on your knees and kneel, bow forward towards, then that blade would cut off your head.
Oh, geez.
So it was basically, they're saying that if you had to be seriously just like a Christian or Catholic to get past that.
Oh.
So if you were to actually be a penitent man or something. That,
I see. Like the Islamic nature and
yes.
how they pray.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, they would, yeah.
I was trying to
they
say
die.
That. Yeah. So it's just like really kind of dark. It's Jesus.
I have a real strong feeling. That was not the intention.
That's
and
what people
really
are saying.
They just wanted it to have more action. And they were like, it's not enough action if he just kneels and a blade goes over his head. We're gonna make him have to move forward too.
Yeah. Still. But man. That was the dark
That's crazy.
Yeah, I get
wicked
it.
Crazy.
Okay. This is I'm sad I'm bringing this, but it's like too perfect for our podcast for me to not talk about it. This is entitled Another Spider Hell No Story. This is from Jeff. He says, hi, HHHHLN gang. I'm a fan from the first episode and love Allison and Maude and, of course, Tom.
Ew.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Saw this story while on my stationary bike in snowy northern Michigan, probably not in his snow pants, and started to pedal faster and immediately thought of you all. Keep up the great podcast.
Yeah.
I'm pulling it up. Here we go. Uh-oh. Oh, God, it's making me look at the video already. University of Michigan researchers discover huge tarantula preying on possum.
What? Oh, no.
But they discovered it in Australia, right?
No, it's in the Amazon. It's not in the States. It's in the Amazon.
Oh, okay.
But it's a tarantula the size of a dinner plate attack and killed a possum in a video captured by researchers that looks like the scene from a horror movie.
A dinner plate?
Researchers from the University of Michigan shared the video on Thursday along with a paper, whatever. So this is in 2016, November of 2016. The team heard some scrabbling in the leaf litter during the night survey in the Amazon rainforest. This is where this took place. He and his colleagues then watched a tarantula attack a mouse possum, striking it in its neck.
Oh.
A 5-minute struggle ensued where the possum, roughly the size of a softball, tried to kick away from the 8-legged insect. The spider ultimately won. Video shows the spider then dragging the possum away.
How does it eat it? How does it eat it? It's a tiny little mouth. I get the snake thing because they dislocate their jaw and then they slowly consume it and it fits and it just sits in there for a while.
Oh, geez. The team also watched a large centipede eat a live snake.
What?
And another centipede eating a dead coral snake that it decapitated.
What?
Isn't nature beautiful, folks?
Hold on. So people are voluntarily going to the Amazon to...
Oh, God.
This
okay.
sounds like it's
their fetish. Okay. They like to see freaky
the
things
British
in nature.
The British sent us all to Australia as our punishment. Yeah. I feel like this is like, hey, do you want to go to jail?
We drowned
you
all. Remember,
you
all got drowned because Australia's fake.
That's right.
That sounds like a sentence like, that you have to serve for doing something
bad. I'm trying to bring up... Oh, God. I'm waiting for it to actually get to the video because it's like showing all of
this. You know, I'm good.
But you just kind of have to get a little idea. Just a little. Hold on.
I've got a pretty good imagination about this kind of stuff.
All right, I'll bring it over to Todd.
Give that a gander. Give it a gander.
Oh, they're zooming in. Don't worry. They're zooming in.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an ad.
It's an ad.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's pretty horrifying. And once they get to it, it's just a giant.
I know! Okay. I don't even want my phone back now. So, I'm like,
that thing is huge. That is that is not an insect. That is a mammal. That thing is so big that's a mammal.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of cool nature shit, though.
Cool nature shit.
Have you guys noticed, Tom and I talked about this briefly, that there's a butterfly migration happening in Los Angeles right now?
It's crazy.
It's so pretty. It's insane, though. Yeah. There's like so many tiny little butterflies just all over the valley.
I feel like someone put on a pretty dress and they walked out and started singing a song.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, all these butterflies just appeared. And it's like, okay.
And then it just went horribly, horribly wrong. And she was like, oh, no.
What have I done?
There's just millions and millions of butterflies.
The species isn't supposed to be here.
But I didn't know butterflies migrated. I mean, I lived in LA 16 years. I've never heard of a butterfly migration happening here.
What was the reason? I know there was an article online about why, but I didn't read it because it sounded less boring than a spider eating a
You mean
thing.
It sounded more boring?
Yeah, what'd I say?
Less boring.
Whatever.
That would make it more exciting.
Boring. I don't know. Yeah. But there is a reason for it. I just didn't. I thought maybe one.
I thought they were just too small. Like, I thought that once they kind of like get their wings, they have like a 10 by 10 radius and that's kind of their life.
Yeah.
You know, like
these guys are flying like across major cities.
Yeah. Is it because of the rain? I'm going to say
I don't know.
Rain, right?
What does it say? California super bloom attracts swarms of migrating butterflies. That's right, because we get super blooms. That's in the desert.
So I was right. Rain causes the
Giant super bloom. Year's wildflower super bloom is not only filling California deserts with eye-popping displays of color, it's also providing a feast for swarms of painted lady butterflies making their way north from Mexico.
What?
It's the biggest
from Mexico.
It's the biggest outbreak since 2005. It's a butterfly outbreak? Insane.
We need to build
all that rain we've been getting.
Yeah.
Aristotle knows what I'm going to say.
He's been studying the migration of butterflies since 1972.
Imagine if that was your life.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, my time has come.
Yes, here it is. I am a superstar. Painted ladies tend to thrive when there's a super bloom because there are so many plants for the butterflies to lay their eggs on and for caterpillars to eat.
So we're going
to
get more butterflies.
So many butterflies.
Saying.
In North America, painted ladies spend the winter around the U.S.-Mexican border and fly north in the spring. Their descendants travel south in the fall. So they fly north, give birth, die, and then the next generation flies south, flies north again, gives birth, dies, and then it just continues. They are orange and black and often mistaken for the most famous monarch butterflies. Oh, more famous. Can you imagine there being a most famous butterfly?
Most famous.
They're typically smaller than monarchs and have a different shape. They are small. They're yeah. tiny little things.
They're like moth-like.
Yeah.
Monarchs, the dangerous ones. I feel like there's a
really
butterfly
big,
that
beautiful. Like if you had to draw a butterfly, this is probably like your first thought.
Really,
the go-to.
You know what I'm thinking when I think of butterflies, Maud.
What? Yeah, I'm in your head right now.
Why? Oh my
God, get out of there.
No.
Don't look at that.
Oh, good.
Don't access that. Yeah. That's not about you, I swear.
Good Lord.
That's another Australian blonde.
But yeah, this is true. He says, there's no missing them when they go like bats out of hell and they're in a straight line from the southeast to the northwest. It is. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy just like driving around. You're just like, so many butterflies.
So many butterflies. What do we do?
I was on a rooftop.
Super bloom.
I was on a rooftop yesterday talking about this with a friend, and we were noticing that the pigeons around looked very fat too, because I think they've just been zipping around being like, it's Thanksgiving.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah, all the things. Should we get into a story? Do you have stories for us, Tom?
I think I do. Give me 1 second.
You don't have the butterflies anymore.
Yeah.
The butterflies.
Super Bloom just sounds like a Pokemon got evolved using like the Sunstone.
I've become Super Bloom.
Yeah, and all the butterflies just take off, and you're like,
Super,
whoa.
Super Bloom.
You know what I'm talking about? Gloom, right?
Gloom. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, gloom. Ladies.
Okay, Tom.
Do you like Disneyland?
I do like Disneyland.
When you go there?
No, I don't.
What?
If you're about...
Come on! She hates America.
I am a one and done. I went there a year and a half ago, not even 2 years ago.
Did you go to Disney World then? I'm just cutting you off there, because Disneyland, yes, is smaller. Disney World is ginormous.
Yeah, have you been to Disney World? Disney World's kind of like a fucking experience.
I just don't think I'm a theme park person.
But, then maybe Maud won't find this story interesting.
Fine, the story is not for
Allison,
Maud.
This is for you.
For all the rest of us who like to have fun, continue, Tom.
I mean, that's saying the happiest place in the world. I was moderately happy there. I have been a lot happier not at Disneyland more than once.
I don't know. It's a pretty magical place,
I
would say.
It is.
Maybe it's because I didn't go as a kid. It wasn't something that I had growing up.
I do think there's something about when I walk in there, it's just instantly like all these sorts of memories from when I was a child.
No, I don't have it.
Yeah.
And all I have is
because you also don't have snow.
No. I like the heat, but I have a really cold heart.
Oh, there you go.
That cold heart?
That's something, girl. That's something.
Maud, you've dropped me off and picked me up. You do not have a cold heart.
That's all you need to do. The wind, Tom, over.
Yeah, just give me a ride somewhere.
The basic.
I'm a very easy man to please. All right. Well, okay. How about this? Man caught with $10,000 in stolen Disneyland merchandise.
Oh.
Yeah.
At Disneyland?
Well.
So what, he picked up four things?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, all he has to do is get one of those like original framed cells from one of the...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Seriously. No, last Friday, a police officer pulled over a man I think it was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, last Friday. Whatever. Nobody cares. Last Friday, a police officer... pulled over a man for a routine driving violation after he passed a school bus with its red lights flashing and stop sign displayed, which is super illegal because kids are trying to cross the street.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Oh, Jesus, Maud.
Because you have school buses. That's right.
They have lights in the back that flash red, and they have a little stop sign that pops out from the driver's side.
I mean, I've just never seen that before, but I'm sure
You probably, as just someone who follows basic traffic laws, would realize you should stop and not drive around a school bus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because kids crossing the road and all that. I used to get hit a lot.
You used to get hit a lot?
No, kids who used to cross the streets would get hit before they had the stop signs and lights.
I was like, talk about traumatizing childhood memories.
I got hit by stolen cars.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so short. It stunted my growth.
I keep going, I know the Babysitter's Club. And you're like, I got hit by many cars. Okay.
It's not as exciting as Babysitter's Club, but you know. Yeah. Anyways, they found $10,000 in stolen merchandise from Disneyland. So basically they were,
inside job, I bet.
Let's see.
What did he steal?
They didn't just like, there's a picture here somewhere, but he was 108 miles from Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
So he made it that far, and it's still unclear how he was able to steal it.
Inside job. Yeah. I'm telling
inside
you guys.
Job had to be right.
I've seen Ocean's 11.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen all of them.
Yeah. And eight.
I saw eight. Not great.
One wasn't as great. No.
Yeah.
I really like Kate Blanchett as well. I couldn't stop looking at Sandra Bullock's face. Not to be mean.
Sandra Bullock, why?
Like, just something happened.
My friend pointed out, it's not really that she, like, I think she looks great, but she looks like she has work done. And in the movie, she's supposed to have been in prison for the last, like, 5 or 6 years. And it's like, how do you, what, do you go to a prison that offers Botox?
a lot of it.
Yeah.
Okay. The last time we heard of a theft taking place at Disney parks was in December when clothes were stolen from Buzzy, the animatronic character in Epcot's originally found in Epcot's Cranium Command Center attraction in the Wonders of Life Pavilion.
Wait, someone stole clothes off of a mannequin?
Well, okay, so in the incident, blah, 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 in Orange County Sheriff's Office, blah, 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 it was found that the unknown subject entered the backstage area of Wonders of Life, the backstage area, and took Buzzy's bomber jacket, cap, and rubber-molded hands.
Ew. Gross.
That's the end of the article.
Wait, that's from Disney World.
Yeah, they're saying this is the previous known instance of someone stealing something.
So wait, what did the guy you were talking about steal?
Just merchandise. I think just like stuff. They didn't like go into deep.
Whoever wrote this article left out all the good shit.
Probably stuff from the...
I want a catalog of items.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and I want to know
anyways,
how.
17 pens.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
52 Mickey ears.
If you're going to go to Disneyland, apparently you can get away with stealing $10,000.
Well, he didn't get away with it at all, did he?
He almost did. Well, got 108 miles away from...
Had he followed traffic laws.
Yeah. See, let that be a lesson to all you thieves.
I was in an Uber the other day, and the guy had on some like talk radio show, and it was people calling in saying like... And I would have gotten away with it if, and it's like all of these like pretty epic. Yeah, exactly. So it's all these stories about like dumb shit that people would have gotten away with if X hadn't happened. Yeah. And one of the guys called in and he was like, it was St. Patrick's Day. And he was like, I was driving home drunk and there was a traffic stop. And he goes, but I kept my head and I was just driving the speed limit and I just slowed down when they asked me to slow down. And he's like, and I would have gotten away with it if I hadn't rolled down my windows to say, hi, officer, and just vomited all over the place.
Yeah. So thank goodness we have Uber now. So
I know.
It's much more easier to avoid those kinds
of things.
I
literally Uber.
Decisions.
Like, if I'm like, I will have more than one drink, I Uber.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Ah, I don't even like try it.
I actually struggle to listen to commercial radio now. A, the music's awful, but B, I know all the techniques because I've done radio for so long in Australia. I know exactly how it works. And when I came back from Australia, I was in an Uber for nearly 2 hours to get home.
Oh, God.
And I was listening to Seacrest. And it was this morning show. And I'm like flabbergasted because it's like this was so textbook set up.
Yeah.
Like they clearly had an actor on that was prepped and primed. And this
for
thing,
what?
So it was this guy had rung up and he's like, listen, I took this girl out last Friday. It's all about last Friday.
Yeah.
And she's not answering my texts anymore. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
And I think it was like for Valentine's Day. And so they get her on the call and Ryan Seacrest is like, hey there, Melissa, you went on a date last week. Tell us all about it. What happened?
Oh my gosh.
And then she's like, well, it would have been fine. I mean, we were just chatting with him and he was like, I'm going to pick you up at 8, right? And so he picks me up, but he's on a bird scooter. And they're like, oh, that's bad. And she's like, you know, I just got my freaking nails done. I was in a dress. I had my heels on. This is ridiculous, right?
He picked and then, her up on a bird scooter.
And then they put him in and they're like, so, Nick, is this right? Did you do this? And he's like, well, yeah, but, and then they go at it.
Yeah.
She was way too good.
Oh,
at it.
You mean both of them were like, it was just the whole thing was like a setup.
The whole
scripted
thing.
Oh my
the whole God. Thing was taken. And I'm just here going, this is painful. Like I can tell you what the producer had been like.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that sometimes like with reality TV shows.
I was
going to
say, is
like
any
that.
Reality TV or reality entertainment not scripted these days?
It's all premeditated.
Yeah.
It's all kind of like constructed and puppeteered by the producers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it takes me out of it completely.
I know.
And how they edit it as well, I'm like, that's not even in the same room.
Right.
Like, that's not the same conversation.
Right.
They're just using, you know, if they're listening to a conversation, it's like they'll have a still of this person sort of like nodding or listening or making just like, you know, the necessary response
reaction
to listening.
Things, yeah.
And they'll edit it where they'll put that as silence.
Right.
So they've asked this person a question and then they'll play her listening to their response.
What show was I watching? Or was it a movie? Oh man, where it's about a journalist or it has something to do with journalism and this one journalist goes to it's an old movie. Is it Network? Am I thinking Network? It might be Network.
Broadcast News.
Who's in Network? Or maybe it's Broadcast News.
Which were you talking about? The Crying, the fake Crying.
The Crying. Yeah,
yeah
so they do this interview.
News?
That's Broadcast News. They do this interview and this one it's like a new reporter and he does this interview and the person he's talking to is talking about something very traumatic and then he just kind of starts crying. Like just silently it cuts to him and you show him crying back and forth and then it like blows up. What is it? Did you find it? Oh, no. So anyway, it goes viral. This guy gets a huge career out of it. And it's not until the end of the movie where someone like points out, it's like, how do you think they got the shot of him crying when there's only one cameraman on any of these shoots? And it's like, oh, he totally faked the whole thing, you know?
Yep.
It's like, it feels like it's natural. All he did was turn the camera around and take a picture of him crying. Yeah, that's it. Broadcast news.
Totally,
that's totally
spoiled
it.
The movie for anybody who hasn't seen it. That's basically the end of the movie.
Oh, sorry, is it?
Spoiled, like,
spoiler alert!
The climax.
Spoiler alert from a movie from the late 80s.
And on that note,
hold on, that
go see
like,
Broadcast
News. That looks like Ginny Weasley.
Oh, is that,
no, it's a...
Is it, what's her name?
She looks like Ginny Weasley.
Does she?
Yeah. No, it's isn't it Helen? It's not Helen Hunt. It's the other woman who I always think is Helen Hunt. Who is it, Aristotle?
Holly Hunter.
Thank you. It's the
HH. Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
Yeah. Holly Hunter. Yeah.
Holly Hunter.
There you go.
Wait, she's Mrs. Incredible, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She talks, when she talks,
the side of her
like,
mouth.
Definitely like that. Yeah.
She's great.
I was an extra in a movie with her.
Oh.
Really?
I played an altar boy at the scene where she marries Richard Dreyfuss.
Aww.
I'll tell you all about it. I got cut from the movie, but I'll tell you why next week.
Oh, yeah. Next week. Great. I love it. Great segue, Tom. That's it.
Yeah.
For the episode, if you want to email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. Subscribe to us and rate us and share us with your friends on whatever you listen to us on, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Intune, Spotify. Yes. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Maud Garrett.
And with us, as always, was Tom Whitewine and Dago Krajewski.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Starburns Audio, a podcast network.